Has improving your money mindset been on your mind? No pun intended. If you've been looking into this for a while, then you'll be forgiven for feeling a little bit overwhelmed and confused right now, because there's a whole lot of information out there about how to clear your money blocks, how to get more income flowing. And some of it is really good and some of it is horrible, and a lot of it is just utterly confusing. So this video is Money Mindset Made Simple, which means we're going to cover some easy, practical strategies that you can use anytime, anywhere to improve your money mindset and get more money flowing. And along the way, I'm going to share with you three easy ways to clear your money blocks that are so simple a 10-year-old can do them. Are you ready? Let's go. For regular tips and tricks on all things money and mindset, so you can create an aligned and abundant business and never worry about money again, simply subscribe to my channel and click that notification bell. I specialize in helping women entrepreneurs clear their money blocks and improve their money mindset so they can take confident control of their money and attract plenty more. Now, when I first start working with people, they're often really surprised by how simple some of the things are that you can do to really improve your money mindset. And that's because what we're working with here is the unconscious mind. And when you understand how it works, you can tap into that and really make life easy for yourself. Because the unconscious is that part of you that does make life easy. That's its job. Its job is to take things off your plate and just get them done without you needing to think about it. Things like tying your shoelaces, driving a car, riding a push bike, you don't have to think about that stuff anymore once it's passed into your unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind is also the part of you that makes sure that you keep on breathing, that your heart keeps pumping, that your lungs keep inflating. Basically, the unconscious takes things off your plate and puts them on autopilot. So today I've handpicked for you three things that give you the biggest bang for your buck, again, no pun intended, because simple things are easy to remember, easy to practice, and so they will give you the most progress fast. So here we go. We're going to cover three simple tips that are really easy ways for you to clear your money blocks. So you've probably heard the saying that cells that fire together wire together. Well, also cells out of sync fail to link. And when you understand what that really means, then you can use that to your advantage to really start to clear some of your money blocks, because all they are is they're recurring patterns of thought, they're beliefs that have become wired deeply into your unconscious. And all that is really just neural pathways firing automatically over and over and over again. So as you start to become aware of that, you can start to break some of those old patterns. But it's not as hard as it seems, because those neural pathways, they strengthen if you keep using them. And when you stop using them, they weaken. So that's all you really need to do. I've got a really lovely analogy that I like to use. Imagine there's a path through the forest that connects two villages, and you've discovered this little path. It's a lovely shortcut, and you keep going that way. And then after a while, some of your friends join you, and the word gets out, and more people use it. And people start to, you know, use that more and more and more. And eventually, the council gets wind of it and says, okay, we're going to turn this into a proper footpath. And it starts putting asphalt down. And then maybe eventually it actually becomes a road, could even become a four-lane highway, because it keeps getting used. And so there's more and more focus and energy being put into it. Now, imagine that something happens and for some reason that highway just stops being used. The concrete's going to start cracking, the flowers, the plants will start sprouting through, and over time everything will break down and atrophy, and it will revert back to that beautiful forest that it once was. And the same thing happens in your brain. So if you keep firing the same pathways, they strengthen, they become the dominant thing that automatically fires without you thinking about it. And if you stop using those pathways, they start to atrophy, because the mind, the brain, the entire body is a really effective organism, and it's not going to keep nourishing and feeding and fueling and keeping something going that isn't of any use to you. So remembering that is really important in helping you understand why these three tips are so powerful. Now, I also want you to understand that you only have so much bandwidth on any given day. There's only so much your brain can focus on. And you know this because you get overwhelmed. And this is why it's important to, you know, turn off all those notifications on your phone and not look at it until you've done what you really needed to do for yourself in the morning. But that's kind of a different story. What I want to use that knowledge for is the crowding out effect. So by simply crowding out the thing that's not serving you with something that does serve you, you take advantage of the fact that there's only so much of that resource to go around. There's only so much bandwidth. And once you've taken it all up with something really positive and empowering, there's nothing really left for the negative, unhelpful stuff anymore. So tip number one takes advantage of both of those principles, and it's simply crowd it out. So all you need to do is notice the evidence of abundance of all the money you do have in your life and shift your focus more and more towards that, because what you focus on expands. So where attention goes, energy flows, right? And we talked about the cells that fire together, wiring together. So by doing that, by constantly focusing on and looking for what is working, the money that is there, the abundance that is flowing, everything that is always working out for you, you just don't have space and time to focus on the other stuff. And as you keep focusing on the evidence of abundance, you're crowding out the rest and you're strengthening those positive neural pathways. So that's tip number one, crowd it out by focusing on the evidence of the abundance you do have. Tip number two is to amplify it. So in that moment where you're noticing the evidence of abundance, where the money's rolled in, where something wonderful happened, you want to punctuate it. You want to punctuate that abundance with what I call an evidence mantra. Now, that's not an affirmation. Don't get me started on my affirmation rant. I'll do a whole video on that one day, because affirmations don't work. The reason they don't work is because most people use them to try and turn something negative around that's got a lot of steam and momentum going. So we're not doing that. What we're going to do is we're going to use an evidence mantra. So right in that moment where you're noticing the evidence of abundance, you're going to punctuate it. You're going to amplify it by adding that evidence mantra, which can be something like, that's right, there's plenty more where that came from. And what it does is it really just reinforces to yourself that that money's just arrived, that that abundance is always there, and that you expect more of that, and that this is actually a pattern that you're becoming aware of, a pattern that you're starting to reinforce. So this is how you hypnotize yourself into abundance rather than hypnotizing yourself into poverty. And you can keep going from there. Once you've put that evidence mantra out there, you might find that you want to keep going, and you totally can. You can say, and this is only the beginning. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Money's constantly flowing to me. I know that I always have money flowing to me. And yes, there are times when I worry about it, but then money just comes. So money is always continuing to flow to me. And as you do that, you're really getting into a kind of hypnotic rant where you are reinforcing to yourself that abundance is a pattern that is actually really quite dominant in your life. And these kinds of practices really help you move from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, which I talked about a whole lot more in this video over here that you can check out next. So let me know in the comments below, what will your evidence mantra be? It can be anything from, that's right, money's always flowing, to plenty more where that came from, or the money always shows up. My students have got so many evidence mantras, and they all work because what they're doing is they're reinforcing that there it is right in front of you, irrefutable proof, and it is part of a pattern. So let me know in the comments, what will your evidence mantra be? And the third tip I have for you to help you clear your money blocks is actually really more of a process. And I break it down in even more detail in this video here. It's called delay and distract. And what it is, it's a pattern interrupt. It's a way of starting to break down that old neural pathway by not going there just yet and putting a little bit of a chink in that record. So instead of straight away going into an old pattern of thought, of action of whatever it is, you want to catch yourself and notice that you're about to do it, and then just say, in a minute. You basically delay. You say, not yet, in a minute. And then you distract yourself for about 2 minutes or more doing something totally different. And this taps into the way your mind naturally works. And what it actually does is it starts to break down those old neural pathways and really weaken that old pattern. Now, notice how none of these tips are really about working on your money blocks themselves. And that's because if you go there, the tendency will be to reinforce them and to inadvertently hypnotize yourself into the fact that you have a really big problem that's very hard to overcome. So actually going there and dealing with the money blocks themselves is something you're better off doing with the guidance of a professional. But in the meantime, a really simple, easy, and very powerful way to really start making some progress and start to break down those old patterns is to use those principles of crowding them out, of starting to atrophy the old pathways by using delay and distract, of starting to reinforce some new patterns by giving them your focus, your energy, and amplifying them. The reason that your money mindset is such a big deal is that ultimately it creates all these unconscious habits. It determines what you actually do with your money, what your money habits are. You know, are you somebody who's in the habit of always managing to save a little bit? Or are you somebody who's in the habit of always managing to spend all the money, no matter how much comes in? Or maybe you're somebody who's in the habit of always overextending themselves just a little bit too much or a lot too much. This is your money habit archetype. It is your predominant habit pattern around money, and it's driven by an unconscious program. So to help you discover what your money habit archetype is, and then to dive deeper and discover what's driving your relationship with money and what that unconscious program actually is, I've created this really simple, handy quiz. So jump on that, find out what your money habit archetype is, and then make sure you provide me with your email address, because I will send you some really powerful questions specific to your money habit archetype that help you dive deeper and find out what are those limiting beliefs and what are those patterns that are driving it at the unconscious level. Okay, that's it for today. So if you enjoyed this video, please hit the like button, subscribe, and share it with your friends. And let me know in the comments below, what were your aha moments? What's your money habit archetype? And if you have any questions or special requests, hit me up. I'm happy to hear them. Now, it's time for you to embrace your unlimited potential. And it starts by taking the next step, discovering what those unconscious patterns are that are driving you. You know exactly how to do that. So I'll let you go do that, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye for now.